The scripture reading this morning is taken from Matthew 21, 1 through 17. Matthew 21, 1 through 17. Listen to the word of God. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say the Lord needs them, and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. And he said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things he did, and the children crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant and said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, out of the mouths of infants and nursing babes you have prepared praise?" And leaving them, he went out of the city to Bethany and lodged there. So far, the reading of the word of God. Before we open this glorious truth of God, let us seek his guidance in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we pray for your blessing upon us now as we look at this great event in the life of our Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear friends in Jesus Christ our Lord, brothers and sisters, Palm Sunday is the day in which Jesus entered Jerusalem. He entered not as a conqueror riding on a white horse. He did not come that way at all. He came riding on a beast of burden. He came humbly, gentle, because his way of going to death was in humility. Who is he? Who is this one? He is the Son of God and the Son of Man. In the Old Testament, it says in Zechariah chapter 9, "Your king will come riding on a donkey." This is, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Can you believe it? What a contrast to a Caesar entering into the city of Rome, having conquered his enemies. Jesus is not that. The people around him all wanted that kind of king. They were so sick and tired of Roman rule, and they thought that here was the one who would deliver them from Roman tyranny. But Jesus says, "I'm not that kind of king. I'm not that kind of king at all." In fact, as Jesus came into Jerusalem on that day, he came as a weeping prophet. He came weeping. You read of that in the description of this whole event in the book of Luke, in Luke 19, where you read that Jesus wept over Jerusalem and said, if they only knew what was bringing them peace, but now their eyes are hidden from it. So he came as a weeping prophet into the city of Jerusalem on that day. But he came showing that he was indeed a king, that he was the king. Solomon came riding on a donkey, Jesus did too. He's riding on a donkey because he is humble, gentle, but he is the king. He is concerned about the people of Jerusalem, about the church. He's concerned about them because they don't get it. They don't get it. They do not understand what he is all about. They thought he was going to deliver them politically, but no. He is not that kind of king. He said to Pilate, if I was that kind of king, my people would defend me. But I'm not that kind of king. My kingdom is not of this world. And so Jesus comes into Jerusalem in this way. He comes, as I said to the boys and girls, he comes as the lamb. The lamb was chosen for sacrifice on about 5 days before Passover. The Passover celebration was to be held on a Friday, and today the lamb is chosen. The lamb is chosen. And Jesus is the Lamb. He's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And so he comes and he says, I am that Lamb. And the reason why there was no understanding of what was really going on is because what he found at the temple. He immediately goes to the temple, we read. He entered the temple, and what does he find? The temple, which is the house of God, which is to be the place of prayer and proclamation, he finds it is like a stockyard. It's like a cattle auction. It's terrible. Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple. That is what was going on. They were buying and selling animals for sacrifice. And because the Old Testament said all money exchanged had to be Jewish currency, says that in Exodus, they were exchanging, people from foreign countries were exchanging their currency for the Jewish currency. And then the money changers would charge a fee for that service. And so it was bedlam. And Jesus enters the temple and he drove out all who sold and bought of the temple. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. And he said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. What an expression of power. Jesus comes in authority. He has the right to do this. Remember how it says it in Psalm 40. I have come to do thy will, O my God, your law is within my heart. And he quotes the scripture with his authority, and he says, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. That's the reason why the people were so totally ignorant concerning the purpose of the Savior. Because the church had lost its message. The church was not preaching the gospel. It was certainly clear in the Old Testament. Isaiah 53 is absolutely crystal clear. He comes as a lamb to the slaughter. You remember, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before us as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. He had no form or comeliness, and there was no beauty that we should desire him. He is rejected of men, despised, but he is the one whom God intended. He's the one who God gave to deliver us from all our sins. And so he corrects the temple. He clears the temple and cleans it. And then he consecrates the temple with his word. This is the house of prayer. That's what the temple is for. It's a house of prayer for all nations. And so this is the Lord at work. And then he uses the temple. You know what you read? The blind and the lame came to him in the temple and he healed them. That is the power that he showed. He came to deliver us not only from physical blindness, but from spiritual blindness. For having eyes they did not see, and having ears they did not hear. But the Lord gave them, he healed the blind and the lame there to show that's what he came for. To open our eyes and to help us see who he is. And when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things he did, and the children crying in the temple, Hosanna to the Son of David, they, who were the leaders of the church, were indignant. They were filled with wrath. And they said to Jesus, don't you hear the racket that the children are making? Jesus said, oh, it's music to my ears. Haven't you read what your own prophet has said? Out of the mouths of infants and nursing babes you have prepared praise. Jesus quoting from Psalm 8. That is the message. The children got it. The children understood. And Jesus received the praise of the boys and girls as coming right from the Lord. Jesus came that way, his first time. And on Friday, the crowd, instead of saying Hosanna, they said, crucify him, crucify him. The fickle crowd. Oh, what a picture of humanity. They didn't get it, and they scorned him, and they crucified him. But you know that Jesus is going to come again. And in Revelation 19, it describes that. In Revelation 19, you read, and after this, I heard what seemed to be a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven crying out, hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God. And do you know, Jesus did not come in the last day on a donkey, but we read, then I saw heaven open and behold a white horse. The one sitting on it is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire. And on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written on that no one knows but himself. And he is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, And the name by which he is called is the Word of God. And the armies of heaven, arrayed in fine linen, pure and white, were following him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. And he will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God, the Almighty. And on his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's his second coming. He is coming with majesty and glory, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. Are you ready for that? Do you know that he is coming? And he is coming in victory, not on a donkey as on Palm Sunday, but on a white horse, in glory, in majesty, judging and gathering his people from all parts of the earth, and the dead in Christ will rise. In that great and glorious day, he is coming, and we will see him. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I will see. He will take me by the hand, lead me to the promised land. What a day, what a glorious day that will be. But right now, the house of prayer is to be the place where we prepare for that day. The house of prayer is the day in which we come to worship. And every time the word is preached, Christ comes again. He comes every Lord's Day. He comes every day through the word of God. And he calls every one of us, give heed to the word which I speak to you. And receive him as your King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And know that this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our God even to the very end. Oh, may we truly receive him and know him. When Jesus cleansed the temple, the disciples remembered the words of the scriptures which said, "The zeal of your house has consumed me." There was a zeal in Jesus' heart for the house of God, and when he saw that house of God being abused by the buying and selling and exchanging of money, it just broke his heart. That's the second time he cleansed the temple. The first time is recorded in John chapter 2, and now at the triumphal entry. He is cleaning the temple so that the word of God can be preached again and that people can be prepared for his coming and know him and trust him and worship him. And so as we celebrate this day and anticipate Good Friday, in which the Lord Jesus Christ will hang upon the cross, rejected by men, rejected by God. As we hear him say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." As we hear him say to the thief on the cross, "Today you will be with me in paradise." As we hear him say to his mother, "Behold thy son," and to John, "Behold thy mother." And when we hear him cry out to his Father, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" We may know that he was forsaken, that we might never be forsaken. And then he says, "I thirst," so that his voice would be clear to shout the great cry of victory, "It is finished." And then as he gave his life, he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And at that moment, the temple curtain was tore in two from top to bottom. And the Ark of the Covenant was exposed. And the opening to the Ark of the Covenant was there for everyone to come through the blood of the Lamb. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Savior and Lord. Do you know Him today? Have you received Him as your Master, as your Savior, as the payment for your sin? He is our Lord and Savior. Oh, may God grant that we may truly know Him and love Him. May His name be forever praised and magnified. Amen. Our Father in heaven, we thank You for Your glorious word. We thank You, O Lord Jesus, that You gave Your life. Forgive all of our sins, and may we worship in the beauty of holiness. In Jesus' name, amen.